feel I'm riding alone, singing the same old cowboy song.
Oh yeah,
that's been sung 100 times before.
You'd have the wind at your back today. Pretty good little breeze blowing out there.
Ain't got nothing but my name.
Good morning, Arizona. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, your escape from the weird, the wacky, the rude, the obscene. It is your weekend wake-up call, every Arizona homeowner's happy place.
And you can join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. You can text 411-923. Or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. This is the first of 4 hours, and that's the way to reach the broadcast anytime during that period.
This is the all-male edition of Rosie on the House. No female interference. Jennifer is gone to Parents Weekend at college with Carol Grace. So it's Mike Reisch, broadcast engineer, Romy, and Rosie. What can we do without adult supervision?
I'm surprised we don't have a football game on. I guess it's still only 7 o'clock.
We could go to the state fair and eat chocolate-dipped fried marshmallows. I guess they're deep. State fair opened yesterday.
Is that really the latest deep-fried chocolate-dipped marshmallows? Marshmallows are bad enough by themselves.
I know. I never have been a marshmallow fan. That's just one of the new deep-fried delights that you can buy. They're deep frying everything on a stick.
They never had to go past alligator. They could have just stopped there.
Yeah, right. You could just go to the state fair just for the art and the enjoyment of people watching. But now you can do the people watching eating a fried chocolate dipped.
You will be the person being watched.
Yeah. Eat a few of those marshmallows. I imagine the people watching gets even more and more exciting. We've got a show that's just packed for all of y'all today. I'm glad you're tuning in and joining us. And anytime during the show you'd like to add a comment or give us a second layer of opinion or ask a question, call toll free at 1-888-767-4348. Well, Hurricane Matthew's kind of dominated the news this week. Big windy blowhard storm kind of took the place of the politicians up until like yesterday. Holy cow. Oh, I'm not going to go there. We're going to be talking a little bit later in today's show a little bit about hurricanes. Having lived through several, being originally from South Louisiana, we've got some personal stories I'd like to share with y'all, just the adventure of living through that. We're also going to be talking about trees with John Eisenhower. We'll be getting in at the 8 o'clock hour for our outdoor living segment. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about smart appliances. We're actually going to have Kurt
Data Doctors
join us and visit with us about all the things he's seeing that your smartphone can now talk to refrigerators and vacuum cleaners. And it's going to be a weird and wacky tech hour at 9 o'clock. And then, you know, you probably have seen an increased activity in termites and pests and insects. And so we're going to have the experts in from Action Termite at 10 o'clock talking about why this particular time of year seems to be the peak period for that kind of activity and what you need to do to protect your house and your home and your pets. We had a brainstorming session at the office here just this last week, and how are we going to get the listeners? We ought to have the listeners pick at random how these topics can get covered.
Right, there's 29.
29 brainstorm topic ideas.
We don't have this list currently posted anywhere, but the point was to pick a random number and just speak on a random topic, trying to decide what to do for the 7 o'clock hour because we didn't have any particular guests lined up.
And there's a lot of randomness in these 29 points, that's for sure.
Some on home improvement, some off, some on traveling, some on memories. So, do you want to pick a random number?
20.
20.
20.
Number 20.
Let's see. So, Arizona-specific wildlife. What species have you seen, and what was your favorite?
I don't know. I think about the only one I haven't seen is that puma that they say is roaming the...
Oh, gosh, what do they call that?
The border down at the... and the Catalinas and...
You're talking about the real.
Yeah.
Not the mythical chupacabra.
No. The real one they've actually caught on game trail cameras.
So you've seen the jackalope too then?
Jackalope. You ought to ask our South Dakota guy. He's the jackalope expert, huh, Mike? How many jackalope have you seen?
Oh, I've hunted thousands of them.
Have trophies all over the wall at home. Yeah.
I can remember being in a fishing camp once with a guy from Arizona that swore up and down. Not only had he seen them, but he had hunted them himself.
That's... Who... he had... His friends were very persuasive when they took him on that trip. You didn't see that one, man. Oh, you missed it. Oh, it's right there. Oh, man, I can't believe you're missing this.
Maybe
they strung him along, that guy.
Romy, I'm telling you, he would not be dissuaded. You know, I've seen him. I've actually gone out and hunting them. I know they really exist. Oh, man.
The two that come to mind.
I can't remember last time I laughed at Art. And the more insistent he was, the funnier I thought. The harder I laughed. Oh, man.
We were watching a mountainside just outside of Cave Creek, that last little mountain before the road turns to dirt and goes up to Seven Springs.
Yep.
There was a white stripe that I knew was not there the day before, so I put my binoculars on it, and it was the breast of a mountain lion sitting on his haunches, looking down the mountain. I thought, oh, that's interesting. He's looking for something to move. And then I saw something move. Well, it was a second mountain lion. They were hunting together. And the one would zigzag in front of the other, and after a certain point, stop and sit on his haunches. Then the one behind it would come and zigzag in front of him, stop. And they just kept doing that the whole way down the mountain, watching for... It was almost 2 hours. It just slowly going down. That story always comes to mind. And
yeah,
then,
that's a great one.
Porcupines. I saw two porcupines in the White Mountains on Middle Mountain about 8 years ago. That was the only time I've ever seen a porcupine in Arizona. And it was in the tree. I didn't know they climbed trees until I saw them overhead.
Yeah, they're climbers for sure. Well, so, Mike...
I thought they were always burrowers. You know, you always worry about stepping on them.
Oh, well, they do spend a lot of time on the ground.
Romy just jogged my memory. That's the most unique animal I've seen in Arizona. Within the first 6 months I was here, we were camping up north, and we looked over by the car, and it was just blew your mind. It was huge. I didn't think they were that big.
Have either of you guys seen the Cotamundis?
Once, in the headlights of my truck on San Carlos Indian Reservation.
Oh, interesting, interesting.
I don't even know what that is.
I've only seen them way down south around Patagonia and stuff. But elk, have you seen elk?
I have seen elk.
Okay, elk. Yep. And deer?
Yep.
Both the muleys and the whitetail?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You were in Tucson for a little while. Did you ever see the coos deer?
No.
They're little dogs.
Yeah, I didn't even realize they were down there.
Yeah, that's primarily their richest habitat is down there in southern Arizona. We've got the, how about turkey? Javelina.
I would say turkeys are one animal that startled me more than anything else. I was walking a wash, again in the White Mountains, and they didn't make a sound. They didn't move until I almost stepped right on them. And a quail coming up from your feet isn't that big a deal. Man, a turkey coming up from under your feet, that's a big wingspan.
That's like a B-52 flying up
and
your pants.
Four of them at once. It was just, whoa.
Oh, what's got me? All right. So how about, what are we missing?
Bison?
Javelina?
I've not seen them out in the wild, bison.
You haven't?
No.
Okay. Well, we got to get
like
you up
pinned
to
up somewhere.
Raymond Ranch. Well, they're almost all pinned up, you know, to some capacity, although they're trying to regulate that herd that's up on east of the Grand Canyon. I guess it's gotten so big, it's kind of out of control. House Rock Ranch. Let's see, what else? Have we been to Alton?
Buffaloes are good eating. I got a solution for them if they haven't.
I know,
they need some help.
I know. Well, there's a couple special interest groups that are forbidding the thinning of the herd.
Just, all right, then don't feed them. Give them about 2 days, and they'll be like, all right, let's eat.
How about bighorn sheep? Have either of y'all seen bighorn sheep?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I have, but I don't know if it was in Arizona. It was either here or New Mexico.
Pretty majestic animal.
Oh, that's one of those that you just stop and just in awe.
Yeah. Some beautiful, beautiful wildlife in Arizona.
Antelope.
That's for sure. Oh, thank you, Romy.
We just saw, when we went to some friend's house in Chino Valley, we came from Williamson Valley across. And I always, you know, that area between Chino and Prescott, if you look hard, there's only a handful of times I've driven that stretch and not seen
spotted
them somewhere
one.
Out there. Those are a fun animal. But the most interesting time, I actually saw them in the pines near Flagstaff one time.
They'll move into the pines. It's not their favorite habitat, but they'll move into
that
the pines.
That was the strangest. That was another strange occurrence.
Was it up by Anderson Mesa? Were they near a big, wide open area?
No.
Huh.
They weren't.
Interesting. Yeah.
I don't remember what I was doing or where, but it was. I do remember being south of Flagstaff and just thinking, that's a very peculiar place to see antelope.
All right. Well, listen, we've been listening and watching the Hurricane Matthew track here all week long, and it fortunately shot past Florida. We probably won't see much more than flooding there. Looks like Charleston's going to get a direct hit, but it's already graded down to a Category 1. So not near the beast that we were thinking it was going to be all week long. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about hurricanes. Have you ever been through one? Have you ever lived through one? If you have, give us a ring. Let us hear your story. 1-888-767-4348. I think hurricanes are excellent, one of the most biggest reasons you could consider an Arizona staycation.